My name is David Gross, and I'm the director of the ITP, and I just want to welcome you all to Santa Barbara and to the ITP. Many of you have been here before, some have not. As you know, the ITP runs programs in theoretical physics, broadly interpreted, and this conference marks the beginning of a three-month program that we're running on solar magnetism. From what I understand, a very exciting field due to enormous amounts of data that are now coming in. So it's quite appropriate to start the conference with to start the program with a conference where a lot of the data can be presented and give the theorists something to do for the next 3 months. Let me remind you that everything we do at the ITP is put on the web in real time almost. So all your talks should be turned over in whatever format, and they'll go on the web and be accessible, so you don't have to take notes or prepare things like this. Totally unnecessary. Tomorrow morning, Peter Gilman's talk will be on the web and accessible with audio. So that's all I really want to say, except to encourage any of you who like this place and enjoy your visit here, especially if it's the first time and have any ideas, good ideas, please feel free to approach me with suggestions for programs in the future, which might be one way of coming back in the middle of the winter to a place where you can not only talk about the sun, but you can also see it. So enjoy the physics, the astrophysics, and the sun. George?
I think my name is George Fisher, and I'm normally at UC Berkeley. I'm here for the next 10 weeks as part of this program on solar magnetism. I'd like to thank the ITP for agreeing to have us. I think it is a very exciting time in solar physics right now. We've been very fortunate to have a number of space-based missions that have been bringing back top quality data from SOHO, from TRACE, and for many years actually from the YOCO, although YOCO just died recently. And so I think, and also on the theoretical side, we've been really fortunate that advances in computational techniques and in computer power have made it possible to do theoretical calculations that one can actually compare with observations. And I think this is really the right time to have both the observational program to sort of get our feet grounded, and also to have a really concentrated theoretical program in understanding solar magnetism. So the program, or the conference here, lasts 3 days, and during each of the morning and afternoon sessions, there will be Axel is doing, the chairman of the session chairman, and his job will be to make sure that people keep to their time, and we're going to try to plan to have about 5 minutes of discussion after each talk. So what the session chair will do is 5 minutes before, or 10 minutes before the end of the talk, he'll try to signal the speaker that he's got about 5 minutes left. So the speaker will know he's got to start wrapping things up, and then we'll try to have 5 minutes of discussion after that. Also, we have posters. It's not terribly formalized, but there's a poster boards in the break room that's down the hall to the right here. Anybody who wants to put up a poster, go do so. First come, first serve. I think there's plenty of poster space. And I encourage everybody to, during the coffee breaks and lunchtime, to go look at the posters. And also, because of a last-minute cancellation by one of our speakers, we're going to have a replace his talk with a formal poster session, which I think will be tomorrow. Is that right, Dana? After lunch tomorrow. Okay, so it's 5 minutes till 9, so we could, I guess the first talk isn't actually scheduled to start until 9, so we could either take a brief 5-minute break, or we could actually give Peter Gilman 5 extra minutes. Or we get. Or we could go for a coffee break 5 minutes early, which seems to me like that might be the best suggestion. Okay, so that means dial 5 minutes off of all of our starting times and we'll get going. So I'm going to turn this over to Axel Brandenburg.
Thanks, George, for giving this conference an early start here. It's a pleasure to chair this first session on a meeting that is promised to be very, very exciting because of the very interesting mix between observations and theory. I hope we can learn a lot about theory and what to do in the next round of observations. The first talk will be by Peter Gilman, and the title is Solar Rotation, Observations, Theory, Modeling, and Implications for Solar Magnetism. Peter, please.